Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We, of course, want to hear from you, so give us a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you don't want to call us, we always encourage you to email us your questions, comments, concerns at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, you can email us if you're too afraid to call, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. We social network, so you can hit us up on Facebook. It is the Smooth Drama Group. Myself or Mr. J will holler at you and allow you in if you ask to get in. Once again, on Facebook, you ask to get into the Smooth Drama Group. We will take care of you. And anywhere that you find Smooth Drama, I mean anywhere, you Google Smooth Drama comes up, it's your social network, ask to add or be friends, and we can be friends. Speaking of friends, Brown Sugar, I've got new motivation now.
Yes, sir, what is
your motivation? I want to grow up and wear see-through tights, that like the old ballet tights where they had that big cup.
You mean the men tights?
Yeah.
Well, they have see-through their flesh color.
Leggings, they're called.
Oh, okay.
They're called leggings.
Okay.
So I want to grow up. I'm gonna wear some leggings with the big cup.
Why you want to like cameo?
The big. Like, yeah, that can't be. Only mine's going to be see-through. I want you to see the hair on my legs and everything. That's how I'm rolling.
How did this motivate you?
I saw it in a dream.
Oh, okay.
And you know what?
Dreams do come true.
Right.
Come true.
Yeah, dreams come true. So, yes, I'm going to wear see-through leggings.
Okay. Yep. I'm sure there's some around here.
We don't call them tights. We call them leggings.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I mean, tights have the feet in them, and then leggings don't. So, I mean, that's the only difference.
Okay.
So, I mean.
Thank you for the clarification.
It's still the same, though.
All right.
And they would be see-through, so it wouldn't matter whether they have feet or not.
Like mesh.
Don't think people would be concerned about whether you had feet in them or not.
Right, mesh leggings.
Okay, yeah.
That's the future. That's the future.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I remember back in the day, boys used to wear the football jerseys that were made of mesh, and then, you know, if you dated a football player, you had his mesh jersey, and you know, it was on the pop in then.
Those jerseys were ugly.
No, they weren't. I mean, what do you mean? They were just.
Okay, well, we're going to agree to disagree on that.
That's what was available. So.
Well, I'm saying they were kind of ugly, but hey, whatever.
Okay.
Anyway, let's start the show. If you didn't know, some of you, anticipation, it's very, very high out here in these streets. Boston has approved the application for the Straight Pride Parade.
I don't think there needs to be any parade, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand why, you know, why it's there, why they have it or whatever, but, I mean, I don't know. It's just, like, you talk about religion, the Bloods and the Crips. That's what sexuality, and that's what that is to me.
Yes. I surprisingly agree with you. We might have that seismic shift that I've been trying to avoid here. Because I don't get the gay pride parade. It's like, I'm from New Orleans, so it's like Mardi Gras. It's just a party.
Yeah.
And I guess for them, it's a, hey!
I mean, it's a reason to celebrate. I think any time.
Is it though?
Well, I think people in general, mostly privileged people, look for any reason to celebrate.
Okay. Well, I mean, so
that's a reason for them to celebrate.
Right. So I'm gay and I'm proud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be like mm-hmm. that's like our Juneteenth. Just like St. Patrick's Day is like.
No, Juneteenth.
I mean, not to say no. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. It's a reason to celebrate, but I still don't think it's necessary.
I agree.
I really don't.
Start off by saying.
I mean, I understand like the reasons behind it because you know they feel like. They have to be proud about it, not be ashamed. Which I agree, they shouldn't be ashamed.
But hold on, mm-hmm. Were we giving them too much? This is about the stray. Pride.
Oh, yeah.
Parade.
Okay, you're right.
So, yeah.
I think that's going to be boring, though. I think the gay pride.
Yeah,
that's more entertaining than the straight.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with the straight people going
to do? I don't know. I mean, I've never been to a gay pride parade, and straight pride parade is like, I just see a bunch of people with stiff cheeks walking.
I mean,
I have very stiff cheeks, and I'm a man. Who has sex with women? You can see them doing that.
I think the thing about the gay pride parade is that they kind of, it's a light event, like where they can make jokes about themselves and they can, you know, really kind of just like, you know, come just be, I've been to a few by accident and a few I attended on purpose. So, just, you know, so yeah, I mean, they dress up and have you ever heard of Beta Breakers?
Nope.
Okay, well, Beta Breakers were in the Bay Area, in San Francisco, and they do it every year, and people dress up, and it's this really big deal. I mean, it's not so much now as it has been in the years previous, but, you know, the gay people dress up, and some of them are naked, like the men wear chaps and nothing else, or... You know, the women will have just pasties in all the you know, private zones of their body.
Right,
and,
I got
that. Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, other than that, I don't see, like, the reason. And that's what I'm saying. I don't see where the straight pride would come in. Like, I don't see where
the
edge is there. There's no edge.
Well, they're going to be as boring as possible.
Yeah, I could see where, there's
women,
speeches.
Right. Women up there, hey,
and,
you know what? I have sex with my man.
Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Right.
And all that.
Yeah, they're gonna do that. I mean, like I said, I told you, I'm like Mardi Gras. It's a party for the city.
Yeah.
This gay pride parade, I guess it's a party. I don't get it, and I definitely don't get straight pride parade.
Yeah.
You're gonna get out there and, I'm straight! Yeah! I mean, I don't get to celebrate now. I'm gay. It's like, so?
Yeah.
I'm straight. So?
So? Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You know what? I hope that y'all have the...
they're just as miserable as
time.
Straight people.
Right.
It doesn't really matter.
Right.
I was like, you know, gay people are miserable in their relationships too. And, I mean, yeah.
Well, that was a good commercial right there. You know what? Gay people are just as miserable in their relationships, too.
Yeah.
So, basically, you can't get away from miserable.
No.
It's coming for your ass.
Yeah. Waiting at the door.
Right. Speaking of miserable, I want to talk, you know, I haven't talked about stupid people in a while. And there's a book on Amazon. where they were promoting bleach as a cure for autism and cancer. And Amazon removed it. Yeah, bleach.
What are you supposed to do with it? Wash something?
You know, they're, people were feeding their kids bleach as a miracle cure.
Oh.
Yeah, they're stupid.
Nobody died?
I'm guessing that they got really sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, wow.
So, you know, you got some folks that just can't take that shit happen. You know, and unfortunately, cancer happens.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, autism happens.
Yeah.
And autism ain't a disease.
No.
Autism is just, for whatever reason, the kids are socially off. There's a piece where something socially they don't understand. It takes them a little bit longer to be acculturated. They don't pick up things socially. That's it. It's not, but you know, you got these folks, you're going to be throwing bleach, putting shots of bleach in your kids' food and drinking.
Like, I can't even smell bleach without, like, ugh.
Right. Yeah. Now, if you want to clean your house, bleach is the shit.
Yeah, but you have to dilute that with water.
Right.
I can't imagine.
So yeah, whatever. If that was a best-selling book and y'all out there feeding bleach to your kids because you think it's gonna cure cancer or whatnot, you stupid.
Wouldn't bleach cause cancer?
Oh, I'm,
or wouldn't it eat something up like your esophagus? Or?
Well, we're just talking about something that I don't know because. I don't know people who think that bleach is a good idea for ingestion.
It tells you on the bottle not
to. Right. Well, I mean, it shouldn't have to tell you.
That's what I'm saying. It does, though.
If you smell bleach, it's like, oh.
No.
Mm.
No, it's not appetizing.
Right. Bleach, ammonia, those are not agents for positive change inside your body.
No.
They are cleaning agents. Germs are like, hell no. But, hey, if y'all want to do that, keep banging. And speaking of keeping banging, what the fuck is going on in Dominican Republic?
I have no idea.
I'm like, man.
Looks like a Scooby-Doo mystery.
You know, whatever the hell that is. I mean, if you plan a trip to the Dominican Republic, smack yourself. I mean, like, really. Smack yourself.
If you are planning to go, don't go. If you are there, come home.
Yeah, there's another guy that died.
It was
a black man. He went there. They said that he had a kidney transplant.
Okay.
And so he was in good health before he went there. Because it was a long time ago, and it's just like, there's another person that died in the Dominican Republic. Whatever the hell is going on over there, because it ain't like it's just killing black people. It ain't just killing whites. It's just killing people. And it's like they're killing, it's like, if you're an American citizen, you're dying. I'm like, so.
Yeah, so no Dominicans are dying?
I haven't heard that.
Are there any people from any other countries that are dying?
Well, they didn't do they just mostly been focusing on the American. But it's still, I'm like, so, and I'm going to say this, if people, you know, Dominican Republic and Haiti, same island, it's just, Haiti was where the majority of dark-skinned black folks, after they won the revolution, stayed, and Dominican Republic was the side where the lighter skin, and they just divided it up. But if y'all are killing black folks that are American, I mean, it's shame, not that you'd be listening, because you're not progressive enough to listen to anything that makes sense anyway if you're killing folks. I don't know.
I mean, it's. I don't know why people would continue to go over there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a no-brainer. There is no way in hell I'm going to the Dominican Republic. It's not even a thought consideration, because it's like, man, you're going to die.
Possibly. And no, you know, you say, well, it happens, it's happening, and it may not be me, and no, it may not be you, but it may be the other person you came with. If you came with 10 people, maybe one or two out of the 10, that might happen to. So why take that chance? I don't know. And if it's the food or the liquor or the drink, water, whatever, I mean, you know, that's crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Whatever the hell it is, that shit's deadly. And for whatever reason, there's something that's happening there, and folks ain't doing good with it. And it's an unfortunate thing. But hey, I just have to step away from that and let that go. In the meantime, in between time, yes, it's time to go on break. Yeah. And on this break, it comes from my balls files. It's Quay Creation, 8/31/17.
I'll be real, I was taking some meetings with some suspicious figures. I lost myself trying to focus on my ad-libs more than my lyrics. Man, I was trying to be these other niggas. I'm a product of a tribe called Quest, a guy named West, KRS, Rakim, Pac, MJ, Nasun, and Botex. I'm a prodigy, R.I.P. All you other niggas praise you. I'm Ali. They want me writing some sad shit because it's trying times. They don't diss me in real life, so they try and rhyme. Please don't try and rhyme. I could kill a couple rappers with some slick lines. Walk amongst the dead like Rick Grimes. I'm feeling fine. Baby, I ain't mad. I'm just quiet. The label trying to eat off me. I put them on a diet. I'm back to myself. I'm watching my mental health. I don't post it on the gram, man. I operate in stealth. They fishing for attention, and I never take the bait. Real cheese moving silence, my initials definition. Write the alphabet and you'll probably get it. Stop trying to walk inside my shoes, you'll never fit it.
Real shit been happening and I can't even deal. Taking a break for the punchlines and the brag rhymes to tell you what's real. My mama in the hospital and she's laid up and we wondering why. We haven't even spoke much. When we do talk, we don't see eye to eye. I made all these promises that I do better and I don't even try. Just because we ain't all good, man, I don't mean that I wanted a job. Frequent trips up to L.A., negotiate with some fuck niggas. A lot of niggas done switched up. They ask why I don't trust niggas. That I'm cold-hearted, how I'm cold-hearted when I don't have a heart. Back then, I was dumb as hell, should've known it failed, but I wasn't as smart. I didn't want to air it out, but I had to, this is the purpose of art. These days, I'm a struggle now, man, I wish I could go back to the start.
Hello.
I'm all alone, I don't see God. Too busy trying to be God. Too busy trying to be squad. Too busy trying to be us. Not playing, this is real life, I ain't making for head nods. Bob 2 told me real shit, we was gonna sit up in his garage.
The number you have dialed is not in service at this time. Hit that party, party, right. It's the top of the church steeple. When I'm right, the top of the church. I take summers off because I love winter beats. 12 pence, 5
following me. It be the God's staff move. Heavy scripts like mammoth.
1, 2. Check 1, 2, 1, 2. Who got more style than Sun do?
I used to wet the bed until sixth grade. Niggas call me dog, call me ugly and bitch made. I didn't have the shirts that Cam had. I'm looking at what other kids is wearing like, damn, dad, what up, though? I asked Pops for the Jordan 2s. I didn't get him, ask Ash if I could touch her boobs. I didn't get him either. She my first kiss. That was back when I was wearing all this K-Swiss. And everybody was like, kill a slide when you see a slide. Then in high school, man, they all became blood. Evie held my hand in gym class on fake love. That's the day I learned what relationships made of. See, after Christmas, everybody had gotten a new fit. Three niggas came to school, wore exactly the same shit. Jamaican color dunks with a matching hoodie. Back when I was square and a lame and a goody-goody. Mama had bought me the new Vans, the checkered ones. Evie was wearing a Vans too, the leopard ones. And she was giving me new attention that she never showed. And I was like, damn, all of this was some new clothes, but that's how the game goes. Of course, I ain't wear the same fit the next day. She went the next way. But it's cool. Oh, she doing well. She was young, I was young, I had to tell the tale. Every single thing in your youth, it makes you. Everything that ever broke your heart, man, it shapes you. All these memories and these thoughts won't escape you. But you can't stay there, my nigga, you gotta scrape through. I see myself getting jaded as I grow in age. And with every birthday, I'm growing more afraid. Who wanna be a rapper at 30 and shit? Already lame as hell, and I'm nerdy and shit. But if this don't work out, I'm just glad that you niggas listen. I would die for my vision, it's my decision. I had to get this shit out, no, seriously. Man, I had to figure this out, no, seriously. I was in the alley almost dead, no, seriously. I almost forgot that I was red, no, seriously. Nigga, I would give it all up, no, seriously. Man, I feel the world ain't enough, no, seriously. This is probably the last one, no, seriously. I don't think these people are here.
Check 1, 2, 1, 2. Who got more style than Sunday?
Together you got the move. Drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Clay Creation, 831-17. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. Yeah. It's, man, I don't know where, you know, there's something to be said for being able to change your mind. So, you know, I started off, I'm not normally political, right? I mean, I'm political.
I was gonna say, what?
I'm political, but I'm not political. It's like I'm involved in the politics of this world, but I'm not involved in the politics of this world. Double meaning. Like double-breasted suit. It's like it's a double meaning.
Really?
Right.
Okay.
So, all right. You know, I started off Florida Mayor Wayne Messam. You know, star-skinned brother. He wanted to forgive student loans. I was like, you know what? I'm rocking with him.
Okay, what changed your mind?
Well, Elizabeth Warren, she upped the ante. Stepped up her game. She put on the big girl panties. Said, you know what? $500 million toward eradicating student loans. Like, you can get like half. Give you $50,000.
Okay, I'm confused. Because isn't forgiving student loans better than money towards your student loans?
Right. But she, you know, I mean, Wayne Messam, he's dark skinned. He wasn't going to get elected.
Okay.
Yeah, you just know that.
I see where you're going. Okay.
Right. Elizabeth Warren, she came out, was like, you know what? Yeah.
I'm a white woman.
I'm going to throw it out there. Exactly. She was like, Annie up, I'm coming. And then Bernie Sanders was like, you know what? I'm going to put my little white penis on the table. Pop. He just popped it out. And he said, fuck it. All of it.
Forgiven.
All of it.
Banished.
Forgiven. No student loans. $1.6 $3 trillion. It's all gone. Man, I almost gave Bernie a massage. I don't even know him. I mean, if I got near him, I'd probably get arrested.
You was about to find some chick to give him a hand job.
Hey, you know, I'm like, Bernie Sanders.
Bernie deserves a hand job.
He made the hair stand up on my body. Like, he said, I'm forgiving all student loans.
And do you believe him?
Hey, you know what? The fact that he could say it, See, because you don't get it. I'm coming.
All right.
I'm coming, though. It's close. It's like right there. It's at the tip, right?
You know how that works.
Yes. Yes. I'm just putting the head. I'm just putting the head in, right? So Bernie Sanders then came out. He, you know what? I'm forgiving all of that. And I was like, man, if that's Bernie's platform, I'm gonna work the campaign. I would actually work. I would get a Bernie Sanders T-shirt and
feel
wear it.
Feel the burn.
Oh, please! I'd be in there telling all the little kids, "Hey, have your parents vote for Bernie Sanders."
But do you think he'll do it?
That ain't the point.
That's like the law.
No. See. Look. All right. So we gonna get into the politics of this world, right? So. We have three people. We've got Wayne Messam, forgiving student loans. We've got Elizabeth Warren, forgiving student loans. So Wayne Messam, dark-skinned black man, forgive student loans.
Yeah.
We got Elizabeth Warren, white woman, forgiving student loans.
Yeah.
We got Jewish Bernie Sanders, forgiving student loans.
Yeah.
Now we know that all three are like long shots. I mean, Bernie's got mainstream appeal, blah, 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 blah. But your average white guy is not going to vote for Bernie Sanders because he's Jewish.
And
I mean, right. Well, no, it's just because he's Jewish. Old white men get elected all the time. Donald Trump president.
Well,
but,
he's very old, though. He's not.
Right. Well, I mean, the point is, he's Jewish.
Yeah.
See, if he was like straight Anglo-Saxon,
true,
he would have won last time.
True.
But he's not. So we're talking about three long shots to win.
Yeah.
So, but what this has done, it has upped the ante on it. So, privately, me and my brother, we talking, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? Let's just say Donald Trump is like listening. He sees it gets popular. You know what I'm going to do to get it on and popping? I'm going to forgive student loans before y'all even get it.
Yeah. Because
he's president.
Yeah, because I'm going to wipe out your platform.
Right.
You won't have this platform now.
Right. Because he's built like that.
True.
So I'm like, and I hope y'all are understanding this. I'm pulling for Warren and Bernie Sanders to make this such a hot topic
that Donald has no choice.
Yeah,
but
right. Donald
will erode from under him.
Exactly. Because you know that's what he does, right?
Yeah.
You know, Donald is gangster enough to say, you know what?
Yeah, he's Petty Crocker for sure.
You know, I'm just going to go head on and I'm going to abolish all student loans.
Yeah.
I would vote for Donald Trump.
You would?
Yeah, I would.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Look, see, here's what it, you know, you toy with the ideas of saying stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I understand. it's been racist white folks in the White House. So, I mean, George Bush was hilarious. He was racist, though.
Yeah.
He wasn't as racist. He might not have been as racist as his daddy.
Yeah.
But he was racist, right?
Yeah.
There wasn't no real love for black folks in the Bush administration. Once again, his daddy. Was there any love for black folks in the senior Bush's administration?
No.
Not really. Ronald Reagan?
Definitely not.
We know that Ronald Reagan didn't love black folks. Of course, black folks claim Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton in welfare. Bill Clinton put a whole lot of black folks in jail. 3 strikes. He did that. But y'all love him, though. But I'm just saying, he played the horn.
Yeah.
That's, you know, he's black because he can play the horn.
Yeah,
but realistically, in your lifetime, I mean, Richard Nixon, he's the first one to bring the drugs and flood the black community. First one to do it. I mean, you could say, Jimmy Carter might have been the only one that had half a heart. That's about it.
Yeah, I would agree.
Right. So, Jimmy Carter. I mean, and everybody's going to say, Obama. But, I mean, if you was a ruler overseas, it probably wasn't good because he killed your ass for his masters. But that's a whole other argument. And he didn't give us student loans. He bailed out the banks. Too big to fail.
Right.
So if Donald Trump, and I'm going to say this, and this is if Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders do their job correctly and put the pressure and put it out there and make it popular, Donald Trump, if he forgives the student loans, I will vote for Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump would have done more for black people in forgiving student loans than any president ever.
I agree.
Ever. I know y'all going to say it's sacrilege. He's racist, though. It's like, but I'm just saying. Somebody find me, and I know y'all going to claim Clinton, because Clinton can play the horn. Clinton played the horn, got his dick sucked.
Stop.
I'm saying, but that's what he's famous for, right? I
mean, he is, but that doesn't have anything to do with him being given a black card.
Well, I mean,
that shouldn't have anything.
Well, you know, when people talk about, the black president, Bill Clinton, he was cool. 3 strikes, though, your ass is out. You stole a candy bar. That was a strike.
Yeah.
You going to jail as your 3rd strike. You could have stole 3 candy bars and a soda.
Yeah.
You going to jail for 25. I'm just saying, that was under Clinton, your black president. Who got his dick up?
And played the saxophone.
Yeah.
I wonder if he played the saxophone while he got his dick up.
Probably made too much noise. Although it could.
I guess he probably couldn't. Like,
but then
play a song.
Wouldn't have been able to concentrate. It just get kind of crazy.
Yeah,
they're like,
what is he doing?
Damn, Bill. Or Secret Service, like, he gets his dick sucked again. Yeah. All right. So, Donald Trump, I hope you're listening. I know you're not, but I hope you're listening to at least Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. And you're like, you know what?
That knows him that might know somebody that knows him.
No, because you know what? Because Trump is his own guy, right? He do that. He do what he do.
But I think people get in his ear about stuff, though. People do bring things to his attention.
Right. And that's what I'm saying.
Hopefully somebody's listening that can bring this to his attention.
Like Donald.
Like,
you know what?
Did you hear that?
You wanna take the balls right from out underneath them?
Yeah.
You forget student loans.
Yeah. You do that first.
Right. Yeah. That'll get them.
or say, they don't even think you even know what a student loan is.
Exactly. Anyway, so yeah.
You are ridiculous.
I'm saying, if that happens, Donald Trump is the greatest president in my lifetime. And I don't know. I can't think of a president.
Well, he can do that now. He wouldn't necessarily have to. He can do that now.
Right.
Yeah. So then you wouldn't have to necessarily vote for him, though.
Okay. Well, I'm saying I would vote for him.
But you don't have to if he does it now. You can still vote for who you want to vote for.
Yeah, but I'd want to vote for him. No, because what we're talking about here is money. We're talking about money here, right? I mean, folks talk about all this other stuff, but youngsters be talking about, I'm about my Skrilla. So Donald Trump has made it where, hey, as if you have a business, you get money.
Yeah.
And if he does this student loan thing, that's money wiped off your docket. Just go.
You can be more of a consumer.
Exactly.
And consume more.
Spend
nonsense.
Exactly. Spend your Skrilla. I'm just saying. So we're gonna put this out in the air. Donald Trump forgiving student loans. You gonna knock Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren? Because after that, what they got? They have no platform.
Not really.
It's kind of it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that happens.
They'd have to get on the immigration ticket, which I don't think anybody wants.
Right. But nobody cares about that.
Well, they do. I just don't think anybody wants.
Nobody don't. Look, the only people that care are Republican businessmen, because they're like, hey, that's our cheap labor, homie.
True, but I think since the camps and, you know, like, not that they haven't died before trying to get over here, but now it's like broadcasted. So I think that is a situation now. It is, because people are feeling like it's inhumane.
Oh, whatever. Look here.
I'm not saying,
all right, so we are talking about the people that had slaves in perpetuity, right?
Well, no.
No, yeah, we are. Oh, well, no, their ancestors.
Exactly.
My bad, it wasn't them.
Exactly.
But, I mean, we still are talking about the people who had ancestors who made Native Americans walk from Georgia to Oklahoma.
I'm not saying.
Right. Trail of Tears, that's a long-ass drive. We got cars, and nobody want to drive from Georgia to Oklahoma. You made them walk, homie. They had to walk. So, you honestly think these folks care about Mexicans dying?
I did not say it was a genuine caring.
It's not even casual.
It is.
Is it?
I think so.
You think so?
I think people are outraged.
Who?
What do you mean, who?
Who?
People.
What people?
Americans.
Really?
You don't think so?
Man, I would say it's probably about 150 people watching CNN. You know, that's outrage. I ain't going to do nothing about it.
I didn't say that. Now, see, you have to know that just because someone has heartfelt for something or they're outraged doesn't necessarily mean there's going to be action behind it.
Right.
They can just be outraged.
Right. I am outraged.
That's what we all are, though.
Right.
We're all outraged about something, but
right.
There's no action behind
right.
it.
Right.
So,
it's a comment on the internet.
Yes. Exactly.
I am outraged.
Exactly.
I am appalled.
Exactly.
Yep. But I ain't doing nothing to help change it.
Probably not.
Right. So nobody cares.
Okay. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, like they care about Mexicans dying.
Okay.
Now if you got some white people dying, it's a problem. Yeah. Like we have the opioid crisis, as we always talk about. Yeah.
Okay.
That part.
All right.
But guess what? Just this regular old Mexicans dying. Oh, that's sad. What's for dinner? Yeah. I'm just saying, historically speaking, caring about indigenous people hasn't been high on the list of things.
American.
Yeah. It hasn't been high on the list. It just hasn't. For some strange reason. I don't know why. It's just out there. I don't care. It's that old Audio 2 song. I don't care. Nobody knows or remembers that song. It's,
no.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do, but
yeah.
I did like Audio 2 though.
Yeah, and I don't care. I don't care.
Every time I think of them, I think of the other one.
Yeah, you're talking about Top Billing. Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because yeah, I had that album. It was like one of those strange, eclectic albums. They had that. You know, it's MC Lyte's brother, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And he sounds the same on every song.
Yes. Yeah, it was like.
And he had the same.
One hit wonder.
Voice, yeah. Voice
yeah. Like on it was one hit wonder.
That's
type
why I can't
stuff.
Get out of Top Billing album.
Yeah. Top Billing. That's,
for every song.
Yeah. But we just gonna go away. Anyway, we gonna go on break. Then we gonna come back as I'm gonna continue during the break to shoot out spiritual. Well, not spiritual, just subliminal messages to Donald Trump.
Okay.
Free my student loan, homie. Free my student loan. This is West Side Connection, terrorist threats.
An open microphone can be dangerous.
What's up, nigga? West Coast.
I'm gonna make a promise right now. You can't get alive.
West Side. Bust that. I'm gonna be that threat that make you change your mind.
Your host, Mr. F the N Word, and Miss Brown Sugar. That was West Side Connection, Terrorist Threats. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, I haven't even done Dumbass of the Week, Hater of the Week. I've done nothing. I've been negligent in my duty. So I guess I'll just start with dumbass. All right. So, this one is sad and dumb at the same time. As a mother accused of murdering her toddler because he was interfering with her affair.
What?
Yeah, she thought, you know what?
What do you mean?
Well, apparently, dude was like, you know, your kid. You know, you gotta be with your kid. You can't be with me. So she choked her kid out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, tried to say that he drank something. Yeah, dumbass.
That's more than a dumbass.
Yeah, it is, but she's a
dumbass.
I don't
usually, like, wish bad things on people because I believe in karma, but I just really hope something bad happens.
Really? Really?
I know that sounds
really
like kindergarten, but
I'm
you
just
know,
saying.
You gotta be careful what you put out there in the universe. What you say about people, because you know you don't know.
But
I just can't imagine.
Yeah.
I just really can't.
Me neither. So that's why she's the dumbass of the week. And from there, we're gonna go into the hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
So, our hater of the week is Claire's makeup. Claire's makeup has been found to have asbestos in it. So, you're trying to get pretty, you're killing yourself.
Well, no. That's no.
No?
Little girls are using Claire's makeup. Grown women are not using Claire's makeup. Claire's is for children.
Okay, well.
So, that's even worse. Like, you're killing children.
Okay, well.
There's nobody over 14 that's going to wear Claire's.
Okay, well, guess what? They're killing your baby.
That's crazy, too. They need to be in the jail with that woman.
No, because they would all have a good time. No, they need to be in real jail with Big Pookie and people like that. I'm saying.
How do you get asbestos?
You put it in there. Yeah, that's why they're the haters. Cause you're cutting corners so you can make some shit, and you put asbestos in it. Hate. I hate you. So I'm gonna put asbestos in it.
So are you the hater or are they the haters?
Oh, they're the haters. They're the haters for sure.
But you're hating them also because of what they're doing.
Yep. Kind of easy.
All
right. Kind of easy.
It is.
Yeah, that one's kind of easy.
That's crazy.
Yep. So, last but not least, Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
So, what is that shit that happened again? Have I ever told you how I feel about the state of Florida?
Oh my goodness, I have a meme for you. I have to send it to you later.
All right, so state of Florida, in Orlando, the Orlando Police Department, you know, every year they give out the Officer of the Year, right? Well, the Officer of the Year in the city of Orlando has already had two settled lawsuits, one for 130, where in one of them he was accused of using excessive force and non-consensual physical contact while searching a dude for drugs in 2014. He was also accused of using excessive force during the October 2013 traffic stop, where he reportedly used a taser on an unarmed 57-year-old man. And after you review a few of the police records, there are 15 complaints filed against this guy between 2012 and 2015. During one of the incidents, during one of the incidents, he was caught on his body cam telling a black woman, "That hairdo is sad.
Oh.
You got to get your hair done, girl."
Oh.
Yep. So the vice president of the Orlando Citizens Police Review Board considers that blatant racism. He was named 2019 Officer of the Year. Yeah.
Wow.
I guess this is the first year that he hasn't.
Oh, so because you've been good this year.
Right.
So you're most improved, basically, is what they're trying to say.
He's Officer of the Year.
And I'm saying because he's improved, not having any issues.
No, I ain't gonna say that. I'm gonna guess that if this is the Officer of the Year and this is his rap sheet,
yeah,
what are the other dudes like? You getting your ass kicked in Orlando. So if you're in Orlando, that's your police department. Groundhog Day. The dude that's got a lot of complaints. And he's going to message you about your hair. You need to get your hair done.
But you know, I might.
Okay.
I mean, that's none of your business, for one. But I mean, to me, I feel like there's something else on his little complaint list far more important than him telling somebody their hairdo is sad.
Yeah, their hairdo is sad.
I mean,
now I'm gonna beat shit out you.
Okay, so then that's the problem, then, right there. I could care less that you said my hairdo is sad. Now you don't put your hands on me.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, but she was resisting arrest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and see, that's the issue. Like, I don't care that he said that.
You don't care?
No, I don't care that he said my hairdo was sad, but not that he looked on me, which is more important.
Priority.
Yes.
All right. Ass whooping is way worse than telling me my hair is horrible.
Exactly. It is.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's Groundhog Day down there in Florida. The Officer of the Year.
He's in Florida anyway.
So. Yep. Yeah. Speaking of Groundhog Day, another thing that you can't do as a black person. Are you ready? All right, you can't get shot.
What?
All right, so an Alabama grand jury indicted a woman who was shot in the stomach during a confrontation in 2018 for the death of her unborn child. So the charges against the shooter was dismissed. So local authorities held the victim, Marche Jones, responsible for the shooting and subsequent death of her child. She was indicted by a grand jury. So on December 4th, her and another woman, identified as Ebony Jemison, were engaged in a dispute in front of the Dollar General. Jemison pulled out a handgun and fired into her stomach, resulting in a miscarriage. The fight was apparently over the unborn child's father.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah.
So I guess what they're saying is that she shouldn't have put herself in that situation.
Yep.
Basically.
Yep.
Alrighty.
So as a black person, you can go to jail if you get into an altercation and somebody shoots you.
Okay.
Yep. Just in case. You wanted to
that
know.
That never happened.
No, we talking about the boundaries as a black person.
Well,
that's your boundaries. You better not get into an altercation with nobody and get shot, because it's your fault. And you're going to get shot and killed. Period.
What if I don't die, I'm going to go to jail?
What you mean?
You said if she didn't die.
No,
the baby
died.
So she can possibly go to jail.
Yep. There ain't no possibly. She was found guilty. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they indicted her. You know when they indicted?
I thought
they had a trial
though.
That was a trial. She was indicted by a grand jury. Yep. Just in case you didn't know. Or
I didn't know. I'm confused, but I didn't know.
It's no confusion. She had the audacity to be pregnant and get into an altercation and get shot. Black folks.
Yeah.
Yep, fighting over a dude. You killed a child. No remorse.
But then the person that actually pulled the trigger is not guilty.
Nope.
Amazing.
Very. Very much so. That is so amazing. Didn't know it worked out like that, did you?
No,
yeah. That's the gangsterism. That is life right there.
The judicial system.
Yep, that's your judicial system that we pay for. You know, when you see that FICA come out your check. That's FICA. That's FICA at work. Yeah. It's good to see that money that they take from
that you.
You
can't opt out of.
Right. You cannot opt out of it. You got to pay for your oppression. We pay for that cop. That's the officer of the year.
Yeah.
That's just unarmed 57-year-old. He's a dangerous-looking 57-year-old, I'm guessing. Very dangerous.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe he knows he's 57.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe he's a young, strapping 57 looking.
Well, you know, that's a movie, When They See Us.
Oh.
Yeah, so, I mean, don't need a movie to know what happens when they see us.
Yeah, I haven't watched that.
No, I'm not going to watch it. I don't need to.
I don't need to.
Yep. I know how they look when they see us. And this is yet another example. I mean, So, and I'm going to guess that folks probably would be more appalled that I said that I would vote for Donald Trump. Then they'd be appalled by what I'm talking about here.
I agree. I could see where people would be like, well, she shouldn't have been there pregnant anyway. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, going to the dollar store, that's forbidden. Yeah. We talk about folks' priorities and what's important and what's not. And this is one of those things, one of those times where stuff is crazy. Really, really crazy. But hey, you know what? I got nothing. I got nothing. So you know what? We're just going to get out of here. So Miss Brown Sugar, I am Mr. F the N-Word, and this, ladies and gentlemen, was another Smooth Drum production. We'll catch y'all on the flip side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.